Well, I'm sure that all of us are happy to have our new circuit overseer and his wife with us today. Would you like to become better acquainted with them? Well, how would you like to give your undivided attention to Brother Danny as he will help you to get to know them better?
In the first century CE, the Christian congregations benefited from visits by traveling overseers. Faithful men like Paul and Barnabas traveled great distances to visit the congregations with the objective of building them up, encouraging the brothers and sisters, and strengthening their spirituality. And you know, today we too benefit from that same loving provision through Jehovah's organization by means of circuit overseers who travel and visit the congregations with that same objective. So our new circuit overseer is Brother Nathan Garlock and his wife, Phoebe. So, as Brother Lang mentioned, we're going to take a few minutes to get to know them a little better. So, Brother and Sister Garlock, would you mind telling us, how did you first come in contact with Jehovah's Witnesses?
Well, for me, I was raised in a household of my father and mother were Jehovah's Witnesses, so grew up going to the Kingdom Hall all my life in a little town in northeastern Ontario, right on the Quebec border, and I was baptized in my teens.
Nice. And I, as well, was raised in the truth. My grandparents had learned the truth when they were living in Egypt.
In Egypt? So, are you actually from Egypt?
Well, I'm not, but my grandparents and my father were from there. But as a result of their preaching activity, they were expelled from the country, and so they moved to Cyprus, where my grandfather was from. And so I came to be born in Cyprus.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so how did you then end up in Canada from Cyprus?
Well, war broke out when I was 5 years old, and we had to flee our home. And so my father had, the interesting part about that was that my father had just made the last payment on the little house that we had, and then just like that, it was gone. We could not return to it.
Wow. So then, why did your family choose to come to Canada specifically?
Well, we had relatives that were living in Toronto, so they helped us to immigrate here. But I have to say that throughout the whole ordeal with leaving countries and everything, my parents really made an effort to keep spiritual things first, always, throughout all that. And so I feel that that really had a good effect on myself and my siblings.
Yeah, excellent, especially going through that ordeal, as you mentioned. Okay, so what made you decide to enter full-time service?
Well, when my dad and grandparents were living in Egypt, they served as special pioneers there. So I grew up hearing all their amazing experiences in the ministry, and so that was a very good influence on me. Also, when I was a teenager, our family moved to a congregation in downtown Toronto that at one point had about 66 regular pioneers. And so having that influence on us, being out in the ministry with them and seeing how joyful they were, it made me determined that when I graduated high school, I would join the pioneer work.
Yeah, wow, some 66 pioneers, no doubt. Yeah, being in such an environment would have a positive influence on you. Excellent.
And for myself, I have an older brother and a sister, and my older siblings, they left home to pursue higher education, and sadly, they left the truth. So my parents were very worried that their baby, me, would do that as well. So they encouraged me to pioneer, but I actually wanted to go to university. I wanted to pursue higher education.
So how did they encourage you to pioneer then?
Well, my father, he really encouraged me to pioneer. He had a real heart-to-heart, and he was using Psalm 34:8, which says, "Taste and see that Jehovah is good." And I can just see him now imploring me, just try pioneering, just taste it, see. But I could not see myself as a regular pioneer. I didn't enjoy the field ministry. I found it very difficult. So to do 90 hours of it a month, which is what it was at that time, I just didn't think it was for me. Wow. So he used another alternative method.
Oh, and what was that method?
Well, he made me a deal. And out of desperation, he said, "If you regular pioneer for 1 year, I'll send you to any university you want to go to." Mm-hmm. So that's how I started regular pioneering.
Interesting. So did you end up going to university?
Well, in a way I did. After pioneering for some time, I realized that I should be a pioneer. It's the most important work being done on Earth. I didn't have a good excuse not to do it, and I was doing it. Circuit overseer at the time recommended that I move to help where there was a greater need in downtown Toronto. So I moved into the university congregation. And that was the same congregation where my wife and her family, that's where I met her, with all of those pioneers. So that was a wonderful experience.
Oh, excellent. Great. So what are some of the experiences that you have enjoyed in the ministry over the years?
Well, when we were first married, we had the opportunity to move back to Cyprus to help out there in the English field. And so when we arrived, there was a group of 12 publishers, small English group, and then we helped it become a thriving congregation. And it was such a privilege to be able to conduct Bible studies with people from all over the world.
Yeah, very often they'd start studying in Cyprus, where we were, and then they would go back to their home country and continue studying and making progress. I remember we received an email from one of our former Bible studies. Phoebe actually studied with her. She was a Chinese girl. Well, she still is. And but her email was so touching because she said that she went to England. She continued her study. Now she's our sister. She's in the Chinese congregation. And she had 4 Bible studies of her own. So experience like that really touched our hearts.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Okay, so no doubt, though, you faced some challenges along the way. So what tests have you experienced, and how have you endured those tests?
Well, as pioneers, many times we had times where we really had to rely on Jehovah to provide the necessities of life. For a lot of times our money would run out for groceries, or we would have unexpected car expenses. But that would be just the time when, you know, some brothers would leave groceries on our doorstep or bring us food or give us a little gift, and we could see clearly that Jehovah provides and that his promise at Matthew 6:33 really is true. He will provide for us our necessities.
And another big challenge was health issues. When I was in Cyprus, I contracted typhoid fever, which I recovered from, but it developed into an anxiety disorder. So I developed panic attacks, particularly on the platform. And for 2 years, I wasn't able to give a talk, but I really didn't want to give up. And so I would pray to Jehovah. A scripture that really touched my heart was Isaiah 41, verse 13, where Jehovah says, "Don't be afraid. I'll take your right hand. I'm right with you." And to this day, I pray with that scripture in mind before every activity on the platform. But with Jehovah's help and perseverance, we were able to overcome those health issues, and that proved to be a blessing.
Wow. So you've gone from not being able to give a talk to giving 3 or 4 a week.
Right. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, amazing. So what are the greatest joys that you've experienced in full-time service?
Well, I have to say that seeing Jehovah's hand constantly with us, it certainly has drawn us closer to Jehovah and also has drawn us closer as a couple.
Yeah, and add to that the many friends we've made, helping others learn about Jehovah and seeing them take their stand. We are so happy that we chose full-time service. Dad was right. Taste and see. Jehovah's very good. And we are very, very happy to be in circuit work. We love it.
Excellent. Well said. So what is it specifically, if you had to say, about the circuit work that you love?
Well, that's an easy one. They call it the special week of activity. It really is special. In a very unique way, Phoebe and I see clear evidence almost weekly that Jesus is really the head of the congregation, and he acts on behalf of his congregation.
Yeah, what a beautiful sentiment. Excellent. Thank you so much for your encouraging comments. And we all look forward to getting to know you a little better over the course of the next few years as you visit our congregations. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Brother Danny.